In Northwest News on KPLU, our hands fill the world around us. If you don't have a hand, and there are plenty of people who get along without them, you might have looked into getting a high-tech robotic replacement. These can set you back up to $100,000. There is a cheaper solution that costs less than going out on a date to dinner and a movie. It's made on a 3D printer. KPLU's Jennifer Wing tells us that this plastic hand is changing lives and challenging the best and the brightest to make it as real as possible.
In the basement of a house in Burien, 20-year-old Peregrine Hawthorne shows me his three hands dangling from a cord. He loves them and put most of them together himself. They look like they belong on a robot. The components of each hand were made by a 3D printer for about $50 with the help of an organization called Enable. Peregrine shows me one of them called the Cyborg Beast.
It's not the strongest hand I've ever used.
When Peregrine straps it onto his wrist and flexes down, tendons made out of fishing line tighten, and all of the large boxy fingers close shut. Another hand he put together is the Raptor.
This right here is kind of the staple hand that we give to most people right now. And this one works pretty well.
From the time he was little, Peregrine was hardwired to be left-handed, but his left hand could never hold on to whatever it was he was after. A toy, a book, a treat. He'd reach out for it, but couldn't grasp it. The hand has no fingers. It's a palm with five little fleshy nubs. He was born that way. Today, his left hand moves ladders and rips blackberries from the ground thanks to his latest model, the Talon. Its black fingers are shiny. Peregrine used a vegetable steamer to bathe it in acetone. The fingers close without a squeak thanks to the beeswax that was rubbed into the joints.
And unlike all the other models, it uses leather in the most of the design, actually. There's no plastic or foam or anything that touches my skin at all. And the leather is a really nice material. I mean, we've been using it for ever, pretty much. And it's conformed to the shape of my arm, the shape of my hand. And I've even got... I managed to get a little embossing in the top. Cyborg pride. I view myself as a cyborg now. It's become a part of my body and part of my identity.
Peregrine has his own 3D printer the size of a bread box. He talks online with prosthetic designers all over the world about how to make these hands better. On this day, he's getting ready to print some replacement fingers. He sprays some Aquanet onto the tray inside the printer so the plastic will stay in one spot.
And the fingers, how long did it say it'll take? Preview, 11 hours, 35 minutes.
So it'll be going all day?
Pretty much, yeah.
In his cramped, messy room, his bed is in the corner, inches away from his desk and computer. Old 3D printing projects sit on a shelf. One of them is a white Tyrannosaurus Rex skull, a little bigger than a softball. It's supposed to screw onto a shower head so the water shoots out of its mouth. Shelves are filled with books, poster art, and prints of Japanese landscapes cover the walls. Peregrine shuts all of this out. He's laser-focused on his work. He wasn't always this way. A few years ago, he was one of those students
that teachers said had lots of potential but didn't apply themselves.
If you asked him what he wanted to do with his life, he said everything.
And then did nothing.
Now, when Peregrine looks down at his Enable hand, the Talon, the desire to tinker and improve extends to the rest of his life.
You start to look at your entire self as something that is worthy of being upgraded, and you see yourself as a work in progress. Anything that you can't do today is not because you can't do it, it's because you can't do it yet, and that a future version of you could do that if you work at upgrading and improving yourself.
Before I tell you about Peregrine's plans to upgrade himself, let's head over to a lab. It's at the University of Washington Bothell campus. It's the size of an average classroom. A bank of 3D printers is humming along one wall. This is where 30 students work in teams to make the 3D printed hand more lifelike. Cameron Ramsey Whalen, a 23-year-old mechanical engineer major, is figuring out how to make it possible for people who wear them to really feel what they're touching. It involves strapping an ultrasound band to a person's chest.
Yeah, it would be a chest strap that has these devices across just the pectoral muscle that is adjacent to the amputated arm.
A small Bluetooth device would wirelessly send signals from the hand to the chest. This would only work for people who once had a hand with fingers and then lost it somehow. An accident, cancer. Cameron says the sound waves from the ultrasound would tickle the nerves that were severed and wake them up.
Exactly. So you'd have your prosthetic hand that has sensors that are able to determine or basically emit voltages or signals that are directly related to the amount of pressure that's being applied to the finger. Those signals are relayed to what are called ultrasonic transducers, little devices that, when fed an electrical signal, will produce sound waves. And those sound waves can penetrate the skin and engage nerves at depth in the tissue.
Other students are designing a rotating wrist. Another team is trying to make it so the thumb on the 3D printed hand can be put in different positions. One kid who's waiting for a better thumb on his plastic hand is 13-year-old Dawson Riverman in Forest Grove, Oregon, west of Portland. Like Peregrine, Dawson has a left palm, but no fingers. He'd love it if the thumb on his plastic hand had a little dexterity to work a joystick when he plays his favorite video game, Destiny.
The buttons, I can't just grab them with all four fingers because it doesn't work very well. And the thumb doesn't move the joystick very well at all.
Okay, so for video games, the hand is a little clunky. But there's a lot of other things that the hand makes it possible for Dawson to do. He can play basketball.
I'm good at using it for dribbling and shooting.
He uses it for soccer when he's goalie. He can ride his bike with two hands on the handlebars. Dawson is a growing boy. He's going on his third hand now. His mother, Dawn, remembers when they came home with the first one.
He was so excited, and he ran over to the neighbors, and he was showing it to them, showing it what it did. And then I hear this, Mom, come here. And I went outside, and he goes, I can pick up a bat with two hands. For the first time, he was able to hold it with two hands.
Dawn says this inexpensive piece of plastic has changed her son's life. Yes, he was able to get around fine before the hand, but now, for the first time, he has something other kids want but can't have. It's that cyborg appeal that's now part of Peregrine's identity. Pre-cyborg, Peregrine was so ambivalent about school he didn't bother going to graduation. Today, he's studying calculus online. He gets up and goes for a run in the morning.
Not something I used to do, ever. If you saw me running down the street in high school, it was because someone was chasing me.
He wants to go to Rochester Institute of Technology in New York to study biomechanical engineering.
They said that I didn't get accepted in.
But the updated version of Peregrine isn't letting that stop him. He's moving to New York State, where he'll go to community college, get some traction, and then reapply. He continues to improve and test the Enable 3D printed hand, which so far has been paired with more than 1,000 people around the world.
I mean, I'm fully prepared to go, full Iron Man with this.
Future models still in the works are the Falcon, the Kestrel, and the Osprey. Maybe it'll be Peregrine who comes up with the perfect design that'll make it possible for Dawson to clean up when he plays Destiny.